Today's Green Visions is a KMD production to encourage green thinking and green actions. Green Visions is made possible by the family-owned Duluth Grill, offering organic, homemade, and fair trade menu items. Well, an event a couple of weeks ago in Ashland, Wisconsin, concerned with the possible start of a concentrated animal feed operation, or CAFO, near Ashland, that would bring thousands and thousands of hogs to the environment, and the concern about what that would be. The event was called a stink in, and it was concerned again with the impact of that many animals in a concentrated area. Somebody to talk with us about that this morning is Frank Kane, who's concerned with the environment in that area as well. Good morning, Frank. How are you?
Oh, good morning. I am quite well, and I trust the same as for you.
Just wonderful this morning. It's a beautiful day outside. It's going to be a bit hot, and I'm just imagining what that much hog manure would smell like on a hot day like this. Tell us a little bit about what a CAFO is and how it's different than a smaller concern in the farm world.
The CAFOs are confined buildings that animals are raised in. They're not exposed to the out-of-doors. The CAFOs are covered as sheds, very large, and underneath they have a manure pit. And they're covered, of course, to keep the sunlight out, to protect the manure from sunlight, to keep down algae growth and things like that. And I would imagine that it keeps the fermentation process, keeps it down to a slower process, so the smell can be controlled more so with fans and things coming out of these CAFOs.
And a farm of this size, a CAFO, usually we're talking a larger number of animals than one would normally think of being on a farm. Is that correct?
We are talking a larger number of animals, up to 2,500. And, of course, if they have offspring and they have 10 apiece, so now you're taking the 2,500 hogs and turning them into 25,000 hogs. Mm. And, of course, a CAFO is not just one building. A CAFO can be one, two, or three buildings with that many hogs in it, but you also need the other buildings to move the hogs out when they, the small piglets out when they get to a certain weight. They're moved out and put into another building where they're fed, raised, and finished, and then hauled off to market. Now, that changes, that's significantly different than from the small family farm kind of pig operations where pigs are basically fed individually. They're free range. They're out in the sunlight. They have pasture available to them. So it's a significantly different operation.
Now, a farm of this size, and I'm trying to think of all the number of reasons why one would want to create a farm that could produce and maintain this many hogs in one place. Is it, you know, I realize that there's a food, worries about food shortages. Are concentrated farms a sign of future farm style simply because of production, the need to create that much food, or is it driven by profit? What is the reason for a farm of this size?
Well, I think the reason for a farm that size and raising that many animals under those conditions is economic. Now, when you compare where REEK's operation is located in Iowa, and compare it to the wetlands in northern Wisconsin, there's a significant difference. Now, we're going to add roughly 9 million gallons of manure that will be 8 miles away from Chequamegon Bay in Lake Superior. The operation to be profitable requires those animals to be raised in these very confined areas. Mm. And, of course, I'm sure the feed and so on and so forth, the conditions are maintained, but they certainly aren't healthy because they do have massive die-offs of hogs every once in a while due to some disease or another, and those hogs need to be disposed of. And, you know, other hogs are brought in. So no matter how we look at that idea of raising hogs, it might work down in Iowa. Now, when I say it might work in Iowa, there's a lot of resistance and a lot of concerns about the operation of CAFOs in Iowa. And now we're looking at having the first one up here in Northern Bayfield County, Northern Bayfield, Northern Ashland County. And our concern has been the water. It hasn't been so much about the pigs. It's been about the impact on to the water of this region.
Right. Now, a smaller farm, a less concentrated farm, the amount of manure that's created, I assume, just with ground and natural filters in the soil, that can be absorbed without harming the larger watershed. But it's because of the concentration in particular here, that's the concern.
Well, it's the concentration that's certainly a major factor, but it's also the topography. It's also the red clay. It's also soil structure.
Mm.
And these conditions are much different up here, and this is the reason that DNR and maybe even the feds will consider doing an EIS and part of the project. Well, in fact, they are considering doing the EIS and part of that project, and that process is underway right now.
So the stink-in that happened in Ashland on July 29th was an event to raise awareness of what impact this farm type of farm would have in that area. And I realize there are several concerns, not only the treatment of animals, the smell, the impact on the watershed, because, as you say, it's not just the concentration, it's the type of soil, too. A different environment like Iowa, is that because it's flatter and has a less sort of an immediate drain into the watershed? Is that why a place like Iowa might be able to sustain this type of idea better? Recognizing, of course, that you said it's not necessarily ideal in Iowa either, but it's northern Wisconsin, north central Wisconsin, Bayfield and Ashland County, with that runoff into the lake and the type of rocky and clay-ridden soil that can't absorb it as well. Is that the concern?
Well, yes, that is definitely a concern, and also the history of Iowa and the development of these large farm areas and the development of CAFOs is much different than up here, and the issues like who owns town roads in Iowa, the county roads, and who maintains those roads. Many of the CAFOs that we observed, and we traveled Iowa fairly extensively, many of these CAFOs are out. They're away from urban areas, whereas the CAFO up here is not only in the center of what we have as an urban area up here, even though it's very rural, it's also very close to the drinking water supply for the city of Ashland, and that's a concern. And the city of Ashland passed a resolution for healthy water, healthy lives, healthy ecosystem, and the idea was to protect the water. And the city of Bayfield, Wisconsin, just passed that same resolution yesterday, and I think there are other municipalities that are looking at passing a resolution.
Will those resolutions be sufficient to stave off any implementation of CAFOs in the region?
Well, I don't know that those resolutions will be sufficient to stave off much of anything, but they are strong statements to say there's no social license to do this. Now, we also need to understand that the water protection laws and water quality laws have changed significantly in Wisconsin in the last year, especially since after the mining company rewrote water protection laws. So this is all new. The whole process is new, and we're scrutinizing it and very concerned about how much protection and how much help can we receive from the Department of Natural Resources in comparison to what we're used to receiving. I mean, just recently we're led to believe that the Department of Natural Resources and Water Quality, their position has shifted to say, how do we work with industry, as opposed to how do we step back and provide the best protection for our water resources. And that certainly has diminished in the last year or so.
Where could people go to find out more info about the process and what is happening here in northern Wisconsin now?
I think that there's a DNR website. Type in CAFO plus DNR, or the simplest solution would be to call Nancy Larson at 715-685-2913 or Bill Clark at 715-635-4226. Nancy and Bill both work for the Department of Natural Resources and probably can provide the best up-to-date information that DNR has on the research and on the process that the CAFO is going through right now.
Okay.
Those would be the two people that would provide you with probably as much information as you possibly could need.
Okay. Well, Frank, thanks so much for informing us about this morning. We appreciate your time.
Oh, thank you. And before you sign up, there will be a play done, Alice in Blunderland, on August 14th at 7:30 at Stage North in Washburn. And this play is kids doing a play on comparing corporate farms to organic farms. And this will be an excellent opportunity to find out what our youth have to say about CAFOs and also to meet some people who are really concerned about this project.
Great. Thanks, Frank. We appreciate it.
Hey, you take care.
You too.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Frank Kane speaking to us about CAFOs in northern Wisconsin and what it might mean to the watersheds in that area. This is Green Visions on KMD. Today's Green Visions is a KMD production to encourage green thinking and green actions.